In California today, a deal between Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and five Indian tribes that will mean a major expansion of gambling in the state. The new agreements could potentially mean about $200 million more in revenue for California. The state is deeply in the red. John Myers of member station KQED reports from Sacramento.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign for governor last year focused in part on getting what he called a fair share of Indian gaming revenues. Now the governor has reached a series of new casino agreements known as compacts with five tribes, compacts that will change the face of Indian gaming in the Golden State. Each of these tribes has sought a formal agreement to operate casinos for years, the same kind of agreements 61 other California tribes were given in 1999. But these agreements are different, according to Schwarzenegger spokesman Vince Salido.
When the administration has the ability to start from scratch, they're in a much stronger position to extract as many benefits for the state as possible.
First and foremost on that list is money. Estimates are the new agreements for five casinos from San Diego to the Northern California coast would bring in at least $200 million a year to the state. In return, the tribes are getting a good deal of their own. Most controversial is the agreement signed with one tribe in particular, the Litton Band of Pomo Indians, who stand to get what seems to be the super Walmart of Indian casinos in the San Francisco Bay Area city of San Pablo.
San Pablo Casino certainly is going to be a substantial presence and arguably will be the largest casino in the state of California, if not, it certainly may compete with the largest tribal casinos in the United States.
Bill Edington, director of the Institute for the Study of Gambling at the University of Nevada at Reno, studies Indian gaming in California. The Litton tribe plans to build a 500,000-square-foot casino with 5,000 slot machines, more than even any casino in Las Vegas. Edington says research shows the new casino and the four others that now have Governor Schwarzenegger's blessing won't be taking away gamblers from existing casinos. Instead, and much to the concern of some casino critics, he says it will likely lead to new gamblers.
As a rough guideline, roughly 1% of aggregate personal income gets spent on casino gaming when casinos are attractive and accessible to population centers. And so I think much of California is going to fall into that category over the next few years.
Critics point to the Bay Area casino in particular as opening the door to Nevada-style gambling in other urban areas of California. But Schwarzenegger spokesman Vince Salido maintains the governor's hands were tied because the tribe already had an act of Congress allowing the property to be used for a casino.
Recognize the governor does not support urban gaming. He has no choice in this endeavor. Part of what he did in this casino is ensure we don't get more urban casinos in that area.
That provision would, in theory, prevent at least two other tribes from opening proposed casinos in the Bay Area. But those tribes could petition the U.S. Department of the Interior for help, arguing their federal rights to self-reliance through gaming are being denied by Governor Schwarzenegger's actions. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.